This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A high-profile Gallatin County murder case begins in early November. Darren Abbey, 41, is charged with murder in the October 2024 killing of 35-year-old Dustin Kearsom near Big Sky. Abbey, a self-described white supremacist, has pleaded not guilty to deliberate homicide and tampering with evidence in the killing. Abbey claims he acted in self-defense, but investigators have questioned inconsistencies in his account. Kearsom's death was initially reported as a bear attack after his girlfriend found his body in a tent south of Bozeman. Court records indicate that DNA evidence from the scene linked Abbey to the crime. According to investigators, Abbey admitted to attacking Kearsom with a block of wood, a screwdriver, and an axe during a confrontation. He also acknowledged taking items, including guns and a cooler of beer, from the scene. Abbey is being held in the Gallatin County Detention Center on a $1.5 million bail. A local dog daycare in Bozeman recently confirmed a case of Streptococcus zooepidemicus, commonly known as strep zoo, a highly contagious respiratory illness that can be deadly in dogs. The dog in doggy daycare contracted the illness, which spread rapidly and infected the dog. The dog died of strep zoo. Dr. Jessica Matlock from 360 Pet Medical said, "Strep zoo causes severe respiratory disease in some dogs, so some dogs will mount a toxic shock type syndrome. That means a very rapid onset of pneumonia, which causes the lungs to bleed, and dogs can die within 48 hours. Dr. Matlock said that dogs who are older or have underlying health conditions like diabetes, Cushing's disease, or Addison's disease, or very young puppies are at higher risk. With cold and flu season affecting pets as well as people, Dr. Matlock noted that mild respiratory symptoms like a runny nose are common, but some symptoms can indicate strep zoo. Dr. Matlock said, "If nasal discharge turns from white to yellow or brown, there's an indication that there's blood. That's an emergency that would need to be seen by a veterinarian." Strep zoo is highly contagious, and dogs may have a higher risk of contracting the disease when they're socializing with other dogs. Dr. Matlock says, "Open air is better, so taking dogs to the park or to the dog park or on walks should be all right. But a dog can still sneeze on something like a park bench, and another dog could come up right after and potentially get infected." Montana State University's College of Agriculture will host its annual celebration of the university's agricultural heritage, with events recognizing MSU's agricultural students, faculty, alumni, and community supporters all this week from November 2nd through 8th on the MSU campus in Bozeman. For more than 20 years, the event called Celebrate Ag was held as a two-day event before expanding to a full week last year in coordination with the Montana Agricultural Experiment Station and MSU Extension. The week will include agricultural equipment decorating the MSU campus, a panel with young agricultural leaders, the Agricultural Economics Conference, a tailgate before Saturday's Bobcat football game, and more events all centered around MSU's foremost tenet, agriculture. Most Celebrate Ag events will be held on the MSU campus and are free and open to the public, though some will be held off campus and require registration or tickets. A full schedule can be found at www.ag.montana.edu/celebrateag. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.